Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodridge. Connection is made.
And welcome to the Council Connections show for March. It's a lovely warm day, even though we're entering into autumn. But a great show lined up. We've got this Permaculture Week coming up very soon, which is very exciting. So I've got Peter here soon to talk about all the events, 18 events happening in our area, which is phenomenal. Then we've got the recording from our youth team with a new youth officer at council talking about what they're doing in the youth space in the Upper Yarra and Valley as well. And then lastly, we've got Chelsea from ECOS talking about Ecotopia. And after Chelsea, we've got our libraries as well. So we've got Judy from Yarra Junction Library talking about what's happening in our libraries coming up soon as well. But first off, welcome, Peter.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Now, Peter, we're talking before when we were out in the back when Alan was on the air and talking about Permaculture Week and the history. This is the fifth year.
It is. It's the fifth year this year. Mm-hmm. We started with humble beginnings, basically connected to Ecotopia, and we had like half a dozen events in a week.
Yes.
And it's blossomed.
Yeah, yeah.
This year it's gone crazy.
So back in, is that 2009?
2019, I think.
2020, sorry. Oh, yes. Yep. 2020, yes. Yep. Yeah, lovely. So how did it start? So 2019, we were thinking about 2020, then
What happened, Leanne and Chelsea are basically, you know, planning Ecotopia together with the people at Peace Farm in the Yarra Junction, and I think Leanne sort of said, oh, why don't we have Permaculture Week? So I had just become president of Permaculture Yarra Valley and looked at it and thought, oh, we can do some, you know, have a few events and the rest is history.
Yeah, it's grown and grown.
It's gone berserk.
Yeah. No. And people haven't heard of Permaculture Yarra Valley before. Can you tell us a bit about what it is?
Yep.
And what's
okay. Permaculture Yarra Valley is really it's a not-for-profit group. We've been around a bit over 30 years.
Mm.
Started out here in Healesville. You may know Graham George. He was one of the founders.
Mm-hmm.
And it's people who are passionate about permaculture. And for those who don't know what permaculture
yes.
is, I guess my view of permaculture is it's a way of life that focuses on the environment and the community, you know, in the community in which I live. You know, it includes a lot of sustainability ideas, caring for the earth, you know, so it's environmental, caring for people and basically sharing, you know, and doing stuff that is non-consumerist.
Yes, yes, growing, and that's a very holistic approach.
Yes, yes.
So growing food, to looking after the country.
Yes.
And all those systems that interplay with each other.
Yes, it basically, you work with nature rather than against it, like, you know, large agriculture, industrial agriculture, you know, just, you know, uses fertilizers, uses pesticides, herbicides.
Mm-hmm.
We don't believe in any of that. If we can improve the soil,
mm-hmm.
we get the reward.
Yes. And I think people's maybe backyards, and I guess I'm sure everyone practices their bit of permaculture in their own space too. So what can permaculture look like for somebody's backyard?
That is a good question, because we have a seminar on Thursday the 21st, and it's called Growing Our Community, One Backyard at a Time.
Yeah.
And we have guest speakers, Nick Rose from Sustain Australia. He's mm-hmm. a CEO. He has developed quite a lot of urban agriculture plots around Melbourne.
Yes.
You know, where people come from the community, help out, grow stuff, reap the rewards, the harvest, share it with the community. And it's a great community initiative.
Mm.
So we're going to talk about, you know, the challenges we have at the moment in the world with, you know, cost of living and waste, which
yes.
is a big issue. Here it is, you know, getting back to basics. Let's work together. Let's build up a little, you know, a garden in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Share the excess. You
yes.
know, if you've got too many carrots, you know, swap with someone who's got too many potatoes.
Yeah.
And that's what the sharing bit is all about.
Mm.
And the other bit is it's all organically grown.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are no pesticides or herbicides. There are strategies for pest management in permaculture where you, for instance, you can disguise your crop so that the butterflies don't, the cabbage butterflies don't see it.
Yes.
You know, they'll go for the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that. There's quite a lot of research, a lot of stuff happening. And just back to the seminar, the second speaker is a lady by the name of Kat Lavers. She's got a tiny block in inner Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And she produced like 450 kilos of produce per year.
My gosh.
You know, so you don't need a large property.
No.
You just need, I guess, a passion. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a little bit of, I guess, physical capability.
Yes.
Or, you know, or get help from people. And, you know, just start growing.
Yeah. And that's the thing too with your backyard as well. Like, you can start small and have one little patch and you learn from your mistakes, and next season you'll learn from that and do a bit more, and then it grows from that. So you're not trying to start off with like, oh, I'm going to convert my whole backyard to this beautiful permaculture. Like, oh, let's do this patch here and let's work on that and
correct
and evolve.
One of our principles is slow solutions. So you just do it, yes. It evolves over time. But there are certain principles and concepts to follow to make it work.
Mm. Yeah. Now, we're going to talk, there's 18 events you have. So
18,
we're going to talk about a few of those, but if you're listening, you don't need a pen. All this information is available on the website permacultureweek.org. So every event that we talk about today and all the details and how to book is all on Permaculture Week. So sit back and just relax the soothing sounds of Peter and talking about what's happening, and then jump on afterwards to permacultureweek.org to book your spots and find out more, because I know things book out quite quickly, particularly those popular events.
They do. We've got a number of events that are, you know, getting close to capacity, so people get in quick.
Alrighty. So a few minutes now, so think about what's your top five? I know that's pretty hard to say.
Okay, well, the seminar is probably the major one. It's a free seminar. It's at the MIMO here in Healesville.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a great evening. That's probably the number one event. We've got sponsorship from Vic Health and Yarra Rangers Council. Thank you very much. And that one, you know, that's probably the main event that I've been working on and mm-hmm. putting together the speakers and the flow. So we've got, hopefully, I haven't found out how many tickets have been booked, but anyway, it is booking.
Very popular ones, yes.
It is a popular one.
And cost for the
well, it's a freebie.
And it's a freebie.
It's a freebie.
So
it's
getting
worth,
quick.
That, absolutely. I mean, well, the MIMO can probably hold maybe 200 people.
Mm-hmm.
It would be fantastic to fill it.
Yes.
But anyway, we'll wait and see.
And an amazing opportunity there about having that, about your backyards and permaculture backyards, is you'll meet your neighbours at these events.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, I'm interested in growing this and I grow that. Oh, well, we can try because the nice thing about it, well, I might focus on two or three varieties of vegetables or winter crops, and you might focus on different ones. Then, oh, let's trade. So it's actually a fantastic opportunity to meet your neighbours and connect to that as well.
It is, and sort of just on that, we've got a number of site visits booked around the district.
Mm-hmm.
There's some in Healesville, Millgrove, Lilydale, Mount Evelyn, Dixon's Creek, and basically, people want to see what other people are doing.
Yes.
Because you get ideas. Mm-hmm. You know, it's wonderful to
inspired.
See.
Inspired.
You get inspired and you see how people have done stuff. And you learn from what other people have done. And they'll talk about the mistakes they've made.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got, and for one example of a site visit, we have a lady, I'll name her Aggie. She lives in Millgrove. She's on a tiny suburban block.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just abundant. It has got fruit trees, it's got vegetables, herbs. She's even planting stuff out on the nature strip.
Ah,
you know?
So
instead of having lawn,
mm-hmm.
plant something that's useful. You know, mm-hmm. even if it is a pollinating, you know, plant, because we need our bees.
Yes.
And she's got a visit booked during the week. And that is well worth looking at, because what she has done in 18 years is absolutely amazing.
Yes.
You know, so... and at the other end of the scale, there's a new property that's been developed just out of Healesville, Wild Ridge Farm, and it's about 100 acres.
Yes.
We've got a tour of it, and it's mind-blowing what they've done in the last couple of years.
It's a fascinating site, because it used to be a farm. I think it used to be a piggery.
Yes, I believe it was a
piggery. And they're looking to heal the land after that work. and the diversity and the work they've done on that site is incredible. Mm. And just it's a start of a journey for them as well.
It is, and it's all based on a permaculture concept and permaculture design. And then in between there are suburban ones in Lilydale, Kilsyth. I need to check my notes here, but I've forgotten. There's quite a few. And there's also a tour of the biochar facility at Listerfield, the council facility.
Yes, and that just opened up recently. I heard about biochar. It's quite an amazing process. And
yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about
it? Okay, biochar is basically... Well, it looks like granular carbon, but it's actually produced from wood chips that are brought there to a very high temperature without oxygen. So basically they don't burn and you don't finish up with ash, but you finish up with granules of carbon. And like a gram of biochar has an area, a surface area of about 200 square metres for protein or for nutrients and water to be held in the soil. So what you do is you put your biochar into the soil and it's a one-off. It lives there for years and years, well, stays there for years and years and years, and it releases nutrients. So you can charge it up with nutrients before you put it in, or you can add nutrients later and it'll basically help grow. And It's a soil improver.
It increases the capacity of that soil to retain the moisture, retain the nutrients.
And the trace elements and stuff like that. Yeah. And it's very powerful. And the bacteria that soil needs to help plants grow.
And that process too, I mean, there's a big site there, it's commercial size, but you can actually do biochar on a very small scale too.
You can do it yourself. I mean, with a, you know, there are things on the internet to work out how to do it. And I do know a guy who's done it, but they're... site, I went on a tour last year and it was very impressive. It wasn't as big as I thought it was, but it's a process that is continuous, and it just produces, you know, wood chips from trees that have fallen down and have been cut up and chipped by the arborists around the valley. Go in one end and out the other end comes biochar that they sell.
It's incredible.
It is. Other than that, we've got a movie night in Warburton. Peter Downey, who is a local Warburton filmmaker, has made a film called Eco-Sophia. I think that's correct how you pronounce it. But it's about energy and, you know, where is the world going with energy? The use of energy, you know, we know our fossil fuels are diminishing. What can we do about it? So it's probably highly, you know, focused on that area, and quite an interesting film. I haven't seen it yet, so I'll be going along.
Yeah, sounds fascinating. And great to see a local artist and film producer as well, like showing the amazing skills we have capacity in our community.
The film has gone global and has won a couple of awards already, so, you know, he's done a fantastic job.
Yes,
so,
and he'll be there on the night.
He'll be there and there'll be a Q&A at the end.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, which will be fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Beyond that, we always go to the Edible Forest at Dixon's Creek for a tour. Every year, this will be the fifth time we've gone. And it's basically booked out each time. And there they've got 300 plus edible plants growing in a natural environment. I mean, they built it, but it's self-sustaining.
Yes.
And they harvest it. They use it at the Yarra, at the... what's it called? Their conference centre for meals.
Okay, yes.
And the produce, so it's all organic and it's grown on the premises. So, you know, food miles or food kilometres.
Yes,
a zero.
Nothing. Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. And it's a great little tour that's on the Saturday.
The Edible Forest, and the sort of, can you tell us a little bit about what the concept is behind that? Because it's quite the idea of that it's its own ecosystem.
Basically a food forest is... you're mimicking nature in that you've got tall trees, you know, understory trees, shrubs, grasses, or, you know, ground cover, vines and things like that. And you plant them in such a way that they almost feed off each other and they coexist in their own little ecosystem. And you can set up a microclimate. So if you've got plants that are shady or prefer shade, they can pardon me, they can, you can put them under like trees, they've got a lot of foliage.
Yes.
And basically they just grow, and they planned it. They planted it, I think it's about 8 years now, and it's going crazy. And they also found, they've, you know, the bit of feedback they get is some plants have actually migrated across paths and preferred a different spot.
Yeah, just found their own little spot that
they preferred, and they let it go, you know. Yes. So they basically, it's nature. And the beauty of it is, you know, there is maintenance, but it's not that, you know, much, and that the species of trees are as natural as possible, not hybridized or cultivated type varieties. They are the natural varieties, so you know, they produce fruit. It is the biggest netted enclosure I've ever seen.
Yeah. So what is the footprint
for? It's about an acre.
That is incredible.
It is amazing, and it is a massive netted enclosure, which, you know, 10 metres tall, maybe, or even
more. My gosh, and that's like a three-storey tall building.
Yep, and trees, shrubs, you know, understory, you know, grasses, ground covers, herbs, medicinal plants, you know, hundreds of varieties. And they all live in harmony and keep going.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So that's that one. There is one of our members... Leafy has got a bushcraft and earth connections workshop in Healesville, and that'll be at Wildridge Farm.
Yes.
So that's, I think, the first one of a series of workshops he's running, which will be great. We've got members out at Dixon's Creek who have been members since Permaculture Yarra Valley started, and they've got a large property, but they built it using permaculture principles. They've got a lake that they built, and their design saved their house during the Black Saturday fires.
Yeah.
You know, just by being aware of the risks and how they built it. And it's a beautiful property, so they're opening up, and that's a well-established, a long-established permaculture property. And they're lovely people, so that's worth going to.
That's such a new experience for these permaculture weekends. You get to go into these private spaces, people's own homes, kind of like open gardens. This is the one time you can really have a chance to visit these really private spaces.
That's right. You know, and the idea of Permaculture Week is really to promote permaculture to the wider community.
Mm-hmm.
During the year, we do have, you know, site visits to our members' properties.
Yes.
But this time of year, it's open, you know, to anybody. So they can come and have a look and just see how things work and how people, what they've done. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of our members is keen to start a community garden at Mount Evelyn, and she is organising a meeting, a public meeting during the week to talk about it. Details will be on the website.
Yes.
So people, you know, it's a free event, obviously. You know, we just want to garner interest and from
some
locals.
Support and see what can happen. Yeah,
that's
because
right.
Because there's some amazing community gardens across our communities. And they've been long established and thriving, and it's just that, and it's all for a chance for people to dip their toe into gardening and have a little practice and talk to people and learn things before they might practice that at home as well.
It is a great learning experience to, you know, visit community gardens, to be involved in them, and basically get the idea before you commit to, you know,
a little trial and error.
That's right. We all learn from our mistakes.
Yes.
And, you know,
nature's a beautiful teacher.
It is, and nature wins.
work with.
That's right. We work with nature. I think I've almost covered the main events.
And we'll talk about Chelsea Beyond a bit later in the show, about talking about the big Ecotopia event as well.
Yeah, we have Peace Farm Tour and a Harvest Festival at Yarra Junction. Peace Farm, we're one of the groups who helped us start up with Permaculture Week, which, you know, 5 years ago.
Yes.
it's sort of gone berserk. So, no, it's good. But all the details are on the website. This year, or since last year's Permaculture Week, interest has suddenly come from around beyond the Yarra Valley.
Mm-hmm.
We've got events down in Latrobe Valley. We've got events down in Mornington Peninsula. Got a couple of events in Tasmania.
Yes.
They're all on the website, so if people are travelling out of the yes. area...
You've got to friends get and family elsewhere.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or if they want to get away from the crowd,
yes.
they can go to a Permaculture Week event elsewhere. Yeah. So,
well, it's all there at permacultureweek.org. Yep. And all the events happening between the 15th and the 24th of March. So coming up soon, but... some of those places like are limited tickets and are free, so make sure some are paid. So just jump on the website, permacultureweek.org, have a look, and if you're interested, book in today because a few of those places do get booked out quite quickly. And it's a great experience and a huge amount of work to organise. I know you're partnering with these people's houses and organisations, but the coordination around that and the planning around that is a year-long process. So... hats off to yourself and Permaculture Yarra Valley for all the incredible work you do to really showcase the amazing gardens and skills and people in our community.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. So again, that's permacultureweek.org, 15th, 24th of March. All the details are there. Book in. It should be a great event. We're going to go to a song now, and then next up it will be our Youth Voice session.
Shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, to shoot you down. Shut my baby. Shot me down.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for the Yarra Rangers Council Youth segment on Yarra Rangers or Yarra Valley FM. I am Sophie Farinacci. I am a youth development officer at Yarra Rangers Council in the youth team, and I'm joined today by the beautiful Teddy and Jade, also from the Yarra Rangers Council youth team. I'm calling in from Boonwurrung country today, normally from Wurundjeri country, and we today will be interviewing Teddy, welcoming them to the youth team, and I'm really excited to introduce Teddy to you all. And we also have some really exciting events and projects up and coming in the youth team. So Jade will be talking to an activity happening on Wednesday afternoon, so stay tuned for that. I would love now to introduce Teddy. Teddy has joined us in the youth team just this week, so we are putting Teddy right into things by popping them on the radio and interviewing only on the fifth day. So this is a real feat, and welcome Teddy to the council youth team and also the radio waves. Teddy, would you be able to introduce yourself?
Sure thing. Hi, I'm Teddy. I use he and they pronouns. And yes, I just joined the Yarra Rangers Council youth team this week in the youth worker role. And I couldn't be made to feel more welcome by everybody on the team. It's been a great first week, even though I'm ending it off with a little bit of a trial by fire on the radio. So we'll see how this goes.
Well, you've had an excellent first 15 seconds so far. So that's, you know, looking like things will turn out well. Teddy, we are so excited to have you in the team as our youth worker. I would love to hear about your journey into this role.
Sure thing. So as you can imagine, at the start of 2020, I was starting university, going into a double degree in social science and psychology and a social work degree. And a lot of people at that point in time looked at their uni degrees and went, that's too long in the middle of a crisis. I did the same and I dropped down to 3 years. And a lot of the content in a psychology course can be really dry at times, really research focused. And the thing that kept me going through it was the youth work electives. They kept me so passionate about what I was doing. It was the type of education and subjects that you just don't see when you're in school. And it's speaking about your experiences, because a lot of people at university are young people. And it made me realize how much I wanted at the end of my degree to be going into youth work. And I was a little bit envious of all the people who started off in a youth work degree. Whilst I was doing my uni degree, I also spent a lot of time finding different youth advisory groups and projects, such as with Vic Health or Maroondah Council, and eventually ended up also helping volunteer at Rural Rainbows in the Yarra Ranges. And all of those projects, getting to work with other young people, just really helped consolidate what I was learning into action. And now I'm so lucky and happy to be in a youth worker role and doing everything that I've ever dreamt of doing throughout the entirety of like my degree and the work that I've been doing with young people.
Thank you, Teddy. What is it about youth work and working with young people that excites or inspires you, or yeah, why are you passionate about this space?
I think young people's brilliance just really speaks for itself in the way that they're always innovating, coming up with new ideas. I'm 22, and I know that even people who are 2 years younger than me, 6 years younger than me, 8 years younger than me, know so much more like about technology, have a different culture than to what I grew up with in school. And they are always offering so much for us as older people to learn from in terms of what the world could look like going forward. I think a big part of that is looking at like the post-COVID response and how young people are emerging from that and really showing that they're no longer satisfied with like being uncomfortable or things not being made for them or directed to them. They want to engage with things and they want to design them. They want to be part of things. They want to be visionaries on projects. And that's what really excites me, is that I can be here to help facilitate those things, do a lot of the behind the scenes work for young people's ideas that are budding out there in the community.
I really, really love that. Young people are experts on being young people, and being in this space as youth development workers and youth workers, we get the opportunity to really mobilize their expertise and pool resources and support them mobilizing their visions and wants and inherent understandings about what young people need. I really, really enjoy, Teddy, your emphasis on looking to co-design and young people, not imposing programming or support or resources on young people, but rather that process of generating from that connection point and relational point of working with and being led by young people. Or I really, really admire that. Teddy, you are known around the office as someone who has worked on this incredible program in the Yarra Ranges, Rural Rainbows, and I thought that this would be a great opportunity to give that a little bit of promotion for anyone who might need this program or be interested in it. Teddy, is that something you can talk to, please, Rural Rainbows?
Yeah, of course. Just speaking to it on behalf of each, they run Rural Rainbows, and it's a program for young people aged 12 to 25 who are members of or allies to the LGBT community throughout the Yarra Ranges. It's been something that has changed and shifted over time based on the wants of young people, because it's led and designed by young people. You'll always see like volunteer peer leaders who are young people who are there, who designed the workshops, created the activities, said what the space should look like, spoke to the other young people who are attending to bring their needs and wants to the forefront of what's happening. So it's really a space for young LGBT people by young LGBT people. And it runs every Wednesday evening starting next week for 2 hours from 5 to 7 p.m. You can find out more about that usually by emailing ruralrainbows@each.com.au. Yeah, so if that's something that you're interested in, I really can't speak to it more. It's the resource that I wish I had when I was in high school, and I'm really proud to have been a part of facilitating it and designing it over the past 2 years.
Thank you so much, Teddy. Rural Rainbows really is an incredible program, and we are really lucky to have that in the Yarra Ranges. Your passion, Teddy, is palpable, and I would love to finish this interview with hearing a little bit about what you are passionate about beyond your professional practice as a youth worker. So what gets you going, Teddy? What keeps you occupied in the time beyond our little 38 hours at work?
So I've followed a lot of creative pursuits. I've loved digital art especially. That was one thing that also really kept me going through the last few years, was having like markets and stalls to look forward to where I'd been creating whilst I was studying, designing prints, taking them out, and actually getting to meet community members during that period of time. So I love art, and I love the small business side of things. I think it's really empowering. Sorry to link it back to young people, but I always will. Really empowering for young people. And the other thing that I love to do is video games. Just before this role and such, I bought a PlayStation 3 and got stuck into playing Dragon Age Origins and Dragon Age 2. And it has been so satisfying to do and actually have a little bit of a nostalgia trip. I know that they're not that old, but when you haven't lived a very long life yet, they feel a little bit old and nostalgic when you're playing them.
Thank you, Teddy. I'm really looking forward to getting to know you more in our time working together. And I must say, my video game expertise does not extend beyond Mario Kart, but if you're ever wanting to play a solid game, 150 CCs, I'm comfortable there, 200 even, you know, watch me go. Thank you so much, Teddy. It really is a pleasure to have you in the team and to have your passion, knowledge, expertise, community connections. And we really, really are proud to have you on board. Thank you, Teddy. On to Jade, the lovely Jade from I was about to say your surname incorrectly, but we have Jade Petrie. Is that correct, Jade?
Yes, Petrie, like the football player and the Land Before Time dinosaur. That is correct.
Jade Petrie. Jade, can you tell us all about the All Aboard skate sessions happening this Wednesday? Give us all of the details.
Yes, happening this Wednesday, so this afternoon whilst you're hearing this, between 4 and 6 p.m. at the Lilydale Skate Park. We'll have the amazing crew from YMCA training people on how to use a skateboard, essentially. There'll also be some free food, some barbecue sausages and some drinks. So if you're looking to upskill yourself in some skateboarding or just wanting to meet some other young people or even just grab a sausage, feel free to come down to Lilydale Skate Park between 4 and 6 p.m. You'll see us down there. And we hope to see some of you around.
Thank you so much, Jade. I'm really excited for this afternoon. I, for one, cannot get on a skateboard or else I definitely will dislocate my knee, but I'm really excited to see some young people down there. And Jade, thank you for all you've done in organizing this event. It's going to be so much fun, and we'll see you this afternoon. If you are interested in more opportunities from the Yarra Rangers Youth Team, then check out our socials at Yarra Rangers Youth on Instagram for updates. We are about to start recruiting for some young people for our Freezer program, as well as our youth advisory group. And the youth Instagram at Yarra Rangers Youth is the best place to check that out. So we hope to see you this afternoon. Jade, can you give us a quick run through of the details one more time?
Yes, Lilydale Skate Park between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. All equipment is provided, so you do not need a skateboard to come down and enjoy the skateboarding sessions. Just a hungry belly and a want to try something new.
Fantastic. So if you are a young person or you know a young person, then come on down. We really would love to see you. Thank you, Teddy. Thank you, Jade. And thank you to everyone for listening. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
And welcome back to the Council Connection Show. Our last guests for this evening are Chelsea and Leanne from ECOS, and then Judy from your libraries. But first off, welcome Leanne and Chelsea from ECOS.
Hello, Michael. How's it going?
Yeah, good, good. Yourself, Leanne. And how are you, Chelsea?
I'm good, thanks. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Now, you're joining us online, and Chelsea, we're jumping on Zoom now, but you've got this beautiful astro jewelry on, as well as the background of the world in the back as well. So it's very,
it's a sign of how ungrounded I am at the moment, well, leading up to a festival.
And festivals are big to organise, and you're organising one of the biggest festivals across the Shire, which is Ecotopia. So can you tell us a little bit about, Peter mentioned at the start of the show that Permaculture Week really launched off the back of Ecotopia back in 5 years ago.
It wasn't actually Ecotopia.
There you go. Tell us the other story.
It started at ECOS because we had a permaculture band called Formidable Vegetable coming to perform. Mm-hmm. And we knew that around the same time Peace Farm had their tomato festival, their annual event, and we didn't want to clash, you know. We like to check with other events in the area. Mm-hmm. And so I came up with the idea of Permaculture Week.
There you go.
One of those ideas, it's like, oh no, I didn't have that idea. That means that there's a whole lot of work, and Peter's been kicking me ever since.
Me too, because usually it's the other way around, where I take the radical ideas and Leanne will ground them in reality and say, stop it, Chelsea, you've gone too far. And this time she went way too far, and it's gone global. We had some people from Spain wanting to join in.
Peter's mentioning as well. He's like, we know, but it's a bit cold here at the moment.
So we started in February 2020, and now we've brought it into Ecotopia. Mm-hmm. So we have Ecotopia at the beginning, and then Peace Farm with their Harvest Festival at the end of Permaculture Week.
The ideas we have, and then all of a sudden just the amazing people and community who make it happen. Blood, sweat and tears and passion.
So kicking off Permaculture Week this year in the Yarra Valley, we've got Ecotopia on Friday the 15th of March, which is basically an extension of our weekly Friday market, the ECOS Valley Market that happens at ECOS every Friday from 3:30 till 6. But this one will be partying on into the evening, going till 9 p.m. with lots of live music and food and entertainment and kids' entertainment and, a whole heap of stuff.
We try to keep it, as themed in community, but also in sustainable living as mm-hmm. possible. And so, it's not like most festivals, I would say. Ecotopia's got its own unique feel to it. And this is its, I think it's 13th year of Ecotopia. Yeah. It's doing well and always has something new and something, we try to showcase some sort of new initiatives, but also with mm-hmm. all the not-for-profit groups, their works throughout the year, so you can interact with all the local groups as well.
That's the great thing about these events too, is that you have all these organisations and groups coming together, and that connection and discussions and mm-hmm. all those things mm-hmm. that come from these gathering together is just beautiful.
Mm. Yeah, talking about the community groups, mm-hmm. to name a few, we've got Hillsville Community Renewable Energy and Permaculture Yarra Valley. We've got Yarra Valley B Group, Warburton Environment, Peace Farm. We've got the Greens. We've got Upper Yarra Landcare, just to name a few off the top of my head. Eastern Health, they're doing a kids' treasure hunt. Uh-huh.
Your library.
Well, that's not a stall, but they're doing the story time, mm-hmm. which is, I think it's going to be a permaculture themed story.
And there's other local community groups that have sponsored events, such as Siri, who had sponsored the Permaculture Puppet Show, which has now become the Connies are coming, which is going to be fantastic. They're very fun, and very happy to have them come back. And Box Hill Institute have also sponsored Jigsaw Jumps to come again. And I'd just like to acknowledge that last year, Jigsaw Jumps ran the most fun activity of little rollers for the bikes and a bike activity for all the little kids. But then they also put on a show with the professional bike riders where they'd come and do massive jumps, and the crowd loved it. And it was great to engage that middle age of youth as well.
Yeah.
But Jigsaw Jumps, you know, Sam Knight from Jigsaw Jumps sadly passed away last year. Mm. And so this year, we've been able to run this event in his honour. And so his car will be there, which is a special branded car and open and available for people to put some flowers in or, you know, acknowledge Sam. And Box Hill Institute sponsored that event because he was a special person to them as well. And so, yeah, I feel it's so nice to be able to reach in to the community in that sort of way as well, you know, honouring special members. And yeah,
and that was the thing, that honouring of Sam and his legacy and the way he touched and really influenced so many, particularly young people and teenagers, in the way he was, and the Jigsaws, that's that passion for riding, passion for life, really was just infectious for so many people. So it's a beautiful chance to honour him as well, and the legacy that Jigsaw Jumps continues to play as well. And Upcycles is another space that'll be at the Ecotopia as well.
Yes, so Upcycles, you know, is our bicycle upcycling hub, and it's open every Saturday on 10 till 4, but it'll be open at Ecotopia as well. And also working with Jigsaw Jumps, so Upcycles are providing, you know, some of the bikes and helmets and things like that that Jigsaw Jumps will be using. And so we encourage people to bring their own helmet and their own bike, but if you can't, there will be some available there to use so everyone can have a go. But check out Upcycles. We want everyone to go in and have a look at the space. It's just fantastic. Really kicking off at the moment, and Damien Orton is our manager of the space, and he's just great. Really
incredible,
really likable human who engages people really well and you know, empowers people to learn how to fix things themselves. So it's great.
Amazing. So Ecotopia, 15th of March at ECOS. If people want to book tickets, you can go to ecos.org.au and you'll find the event page there, and there's Humanitix, so you can pre-book if you wish, or you can buy tickets on the night as well, on the evening as well. But it's an incredible event, for something for everybody, for the whole family, young and old, whatever you're interested in, there's something to really enjoy. And just to actually see, if you've never been to ECOS before, it's a great time to explore ECOS and see what there all is to offer there as well.
Can I mention just some of the bands quickly?
Absolutely.
So we've got a great partnership with Little Yarra Steiner School. So their ensemble are coming to play, which is a really special opportunity to hear, you know, a string ensemble. And then some of their individual performers as well. And Leanne, you've got
opening the stage, we've got Arnie Kim doing a Welcome to Country. So I should probably mention that first. And then we've got the Lamparina Band, which is a Brazilian trio coming up from the city. They're wonderful and get people up dancing. That's from 6 p.m. And then we've got Both, a youth band, and then we've got Girl Eats Boy, finishing off the night,
which is a really good dance.
Yeah, what a lineup. It is fantastic. So go to ecos.org.au to find out, book your tickets as well, but it's also listed on permacultureweek.org as well. But check them out. It'll be a great event, 15th of March. Please come down. It is a fantastic event. So much thank you to Leanne and Chelsea and ECOS for organising again the 13th year of Ecotopia. Well done to you, and we'll definitely see you on the night.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Cheers. And welcome, Judy, from your library down in Yarra Junction. How are you, Judy?
I'm very good, Michael. It's lovely to be here to talk about the library and our events.
Yes, and you're always very, very busy, but particularly lining up with school holidays coming up as well.
That's correct. With our school holidays, we've got some really good events for the children, and that'll come out with bookings through your library.vic.gov.au/events. We've got coding with Vinci bots, which is robots, which will be fun, and basic coding with that. That's the date of 3rd of April at 3 o'clock. We've got a craft session, which we're going to have everything out of the craft supplies cupboard to use your imagination, make some masterpieces. And that's the 4th of April on Thursday at 11 o'clock. And we've got sensory play for younger group of 0 to 6, so preps, grade ones and kinder. That's from 10 o'clock on the 8th of April on the Monday. And finally, we've got poppy craft session, which they get to make the poppies ahead of Anzac Day.
Oh, wonderful.
That's quite a lovely one to do. And that's Tuesday, the 9th of April at 10 o'clock at the Yarra Junction Library.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of our school holiday program.
Plenty,
so it's going to be quite a busy time.
Yes.
Because we have Easter as well, and we are closed over some part of Easter, the Easter public holidays. But it's something that's coming up just next week is the Over 50s events, which is the active living sessions that we've incorporated with a lot of communities, the council, Yarra Rangers Council, Belgravia Leisure, Eastern Health, Inspiro, and of course your library. We have Tai Chi here at the library, and we've got some health professionals coming in to organise that and just talk about the importance of being active. That's starting on the 12th of March at 9 o'clock, and then we've got another session Thursday the 14th of March, 1 till 3, and then Thursday the 14th of March again, 5 till 7. And then Healesville Library, they're going to be doing chair, tri-chair Pilates.
Ah, yes.
So, you know, you could do both if you want to. So you can go into, we've got some brochures here, the tri-booking page through Council, through Yarra Junction and Healesville. And Healesville have got their sessions on the 18th of March, which will be that next week, the Monday, 9 to 11, 1 to 3, and then the 19th of March, which is a Tuesday, 5 till 7.
Absolutely.
So you can start with Tai Chi.
Yes.
And then you can go to Pilates as well.
Lovely. And lastly, also, we've got about 15 seconds left. So you've got a
Healesville's got the Connecting Community Festival. So the library will be open from 10 to 2. And we've got a Zion workshop and a WAPA taster. And then they've got some events coming up, phone photography basics with Katie. And some water, kefir, and kombucha.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Judy. That's our show.
That's
so much on yourlibraries.com.au to find out more. And we'll see you again next month's show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Judy.